Slow Jams with PJ Wallen coming up soon.
So it's my pleasure to introduce PJ Wallen, the founder and lead advisor of Atlas Financial. He's dedicated his career to the finance and accounting industries and is proud to call himself a fee-only financial advisor, providing independent, unbiased assistance in the areas of financial planning, investments, and tax. Working with people to help them define and achieve their goals brings PJ the greatest professional satisfaction. A round of applause for Mr. PJ Wallen.
Does this work? Can you hear me?
Everybody here?
All right. Can everybody stand up? Just for 1 second. They always say you got to engage your crowd, otherwise they don't pay attention. So sit down if you do not prepare taxes in your practice. If you do not prepare taxes in your practice, sit down. Okay, so everybody prepares taxes in their practice. All right. How many people sit down? Or stay standing if you took a vacation during tax season last year.
What? I did.
Nice. If you took a vacation, stay standing during tax filing, February, March, April. Did you take vacation during tax season? Sit down. It's just Lois. Well, congratulations. I'm standing too, so I did as well. I went through a lot of analysis a year and a half ago when my wife told me, hey, our son's in kindergarten. You're on the county calendar now. Spring break is the first week of April for the next 25 years. And I said, what? You know what I do, right? She's like, yeah, but this is our family. So hopefully there's some takeaways here. What I did is I kind of built out the Cadillac of tax processes and workflows to utilize technology to its fullest so that I can take that week two off in tax season, but also just to leverage technology. So we just went through the crowd poll. So the objectives today, I want to paint the picture. Why is it important to make your practice efficient and utilize technology? We'll go briefly through the tax preparation and planning life cycle. I think everybody gets it, but we'll go through a quick briefing there. Technologies that can assist in taking back the tax season, and then specifically the one that we built out. Again, it's probably more the Cadillac, but I will talk about the Honda Accord because I think that's what I used to use. I just needed to move it upstream a little bit. So, quick bio. I've been through 10 tax seasons, so probably not that many as some of the folks in the room, but at four or five different firms or tax practices using four or five different prep solutions, so I feel like I have a pretty good understanding of each of the different ones. We're a growth-oriented firm. I just wanted to put that out there because we do have multiple lead advisors, so that was another thing that we wanted to focus on, how we grow and how we use technology when we grow. Got about 80 clients right now, and we do about 90 tax returns, primarily individual tax returns, a couple trusts, a couple single member S corps, maybe a few LLCs that I shouldn't do, but we do, because when you're a starving artist, you need some clients, so you make promises that you shouldn't. But so firm growth goals. I just wanted to put this slide in here. I read a book this past year called Traction. I encourage everybody who wants to grow their business. It's a great, great entrepreneurial operating system. We all like systems. We're tax preparers. We like a system. We like rules. And I read the book Rocket Fuel, which is where I realized that I am more of a visionary than an implementer. And so what I need to do is I need to have people pull a lot of these things out of me to implement. But just to give you an idea of where we're trying to grow to and why I needed to build the Cadillac of tax processes is our three-year picture. We'd like to be at 175 ideal clients. Thanks to Lois and Hannah, I need to do a little bit more work on what the ideal client is. But and 1.75 million of revenue. We target about a $10,000 per client relationship. And then our 10-year target, our big, hairy, audacious goal is 15 trusted advisors, 500 ideal clients, and 5 million in revenue. Many of you have heard in the industry the male, pale, and stale comment. One of the the things that I'm focused on is there are not a lot of CFP CPAs or CFP EAs. Probably the largest contingent of those folks are at this conference, but otherwise, in Richmond, Virginia, they're not growing on trees. So I'm having a hard time finding good folks to work at Atlas Financial. So what do I need to do? The bad news is there's a labor shortage. The good news is if I want to grow, I got to do it in a smart way and need to use and leverage technology. So everybody's heard the term AI. What is it? I stole this slide from somebody. It's a bunch of machine language, learning language. You know, computers are taking over the world, hopefully in a good way. We all have one of these in our pockets, so do our clients. And thought this was interesting. I was at an estate planning conference, and he was talking about, basically, he's talking about his paralegals, but these are a McKinsey study went through what is AI going to replace. And I think we can all agree that tax preparation, rules-based, there is some judgment calls that we all make, but a lot of it can be systematized and will be replaced. The rote behaviors will be replaced by AI in a good way, so we want to be out in front of that. So if you're a model, a sports umpire, a paralegal, or a telemarketer, you might be replaced. So going through this process internally and why does it matter, we want to grow. There's a labor shortage. Technology continues to evolve. And I want to keep going on spring break with these guys. We got PJ Mask on the left. That's my son, Will. My daughter, Caroline, little Minnie Mouse. She's 2. And my first grader, James, in his Star Wars costume. What's that? So it's this cartoon called PJ Mask, and he is a gecko.
He's wearing green.
What's that? Yes. I don't know how that happened, but yeah. So real quickly, the way I think of the tax life cycle is, in the way we're going to talk about it today, is you've got your preseason, then you've got tax season, and then all of us in the room are really good at tax planning and incorporate that into our practices. So that is what I would call the very high level tax life cycle. In November to January, we have a list. So a lot of folks are, you know, what's your list of returns? Engagement letters and consents. I may have forgotten to send those out last year. Rolling over the prior year returns, sending out tax organizers, some people do that. Some practices have 1099 filings for their small business clients, W-2 filings for their single member S-corps, data gathering, tax prep, and then we hopefully are, I can put client e-signatures on there. Hopefully not a whole lot of folks are using the U.S. Postal Service, but, and then a lot of states or everywhere is requiring e-filing returns. Tax planning happens in that March to December timeframe, so maybe before that, but a lot of times once we're done preparing that 2018 return, our head goes forward to 2019 because that's what we get paid to do. So wage and tax projections, scenario analysis, planning meetings, estimated payment reminders, and then adjusting as we go throughout the year. So if we look at technology solutions in that same tax life cycle, what's out there? And if anybody, you know, raise your hand, comment. I didn't put a full listing out there of all of these. But in that idea of an ongoing list, so you obviously have your CRM. I have not found CRMs to be great for following and tracking my tax returns. So we do something different. So there's a lot of tools out there. You can create a Google Sheet that everybody, there's no version control issues. So you can lock it. You just put it on your onboarding and termination checklist that whoever your admin is adds whether tax prep is happening or not, and your list gets updated, takes me out of it, and it's more of a rote administrative behavior. Task Tracker is an inexpensive, but it's a desktop-based tool. It's like $400, but it does a great job when you're a solo practitioner and or you don't care that it's on your computer's desktop. I don't necessarily want anything on my desktop. I want it all cloud-based. And then a lot of the tax prep softwares have project management tools that are way too robust and way too expensive for what we do as practitioners, in my opinion, unless you're like Ed Fulbright running a full-fledged tax practice kind of next to your financial planning practice. That's what those dollar signs were denoting, just how much does each of those cost in a certain, to a certain extent. Engagement letters and consent, so obviously there's the mail. It's very labor intensive and you're subject to errors. There are a lot of tools now that will make it really easy. You can go out to Cameco, get your E&O provider has an engagement letter for you. Just take that engagement letter, throw it into one of these e-sign softwares. Signature Flow has a mail merge opportunity, so within 15 minutes you can send out all 80 of your engagement letters and consents. And you didn't spend, and really I didn't do anything, it was my admin who did it all. Rolling over the prior year tax returns, every prep software has that button, you just do it in a batch. Tax organizers, I don't know how many people still send out organizers. I feel like it's a good checklist, but I don't really ever get anybody who actually fills it out, but I think they look at it. Brian, do you send out the, somebody sends out an ACP summary version that's pretty good. That really hits more of, you know, you get the tax organizer out of the tax software and it could be 50 pages, so shortening that down if you really want to ask some pointed questions. You can email the ones to the people. There's portals out there, obviously, to a part of some of the big tax prep softwares. I don't know if you can see this. So during tax season, again, that 1099 and W-2 filings. So I'm a big fan of just trying to make things easy. So Intuit 1099 e-file, it's 15 bucks. You can do three 1099s. That's how we do ours. That's how we do our clients. And then we just email them the copies and tell them to send them out to whoever needs to get them. Anybody use Gusto for payroll in here? Okay. We use it as a firm for our payroll. It used to be, what was it, Zen Payroll or online? It had a different name and they rebranded. But they, for all of our, you know, single member S-Corps that we're working with, where we don't want to get into the payroll business, it's a very automated electronic solution and it's not that expensive. They also, just for firms like ours, they have a 360-degree integration with Guideline 401k, which is a very low cost. There's no asset-based fees. It's like for our firm, I think it's 500 bucks a year. It's $8 an employee a month or something. And essentially, they have a Vanguard suite of all ETFs, low cost. And literally, there's no human involvement. Whenever your employee goes into their Gusto account and changes or Guideline changes their elections, automatically talks to the payroll provider, so I don't ever go into my actual payroll provider to do anything. It just all happens. Data gathering is probably the biggest area where I think we can, and input is probably the biggest efficiency area, so we'll talk and dig a little bit more into that. But each of the tax softwares themselves have a internal version. We're like Frank Corrado, if anybody went to the technology discussion yesterday, we're big fans of best in class. Integrations are great, but best in class, we like BNA Income Tax Planner. Obviously, it's not integrated with the tax prep software directly because there isn't one that's sold by BNA. Gruntworks and TaxCaddy and SurePrep are probably the three independent leaders, I would say. They get all the awards in the accounting. Journal of Accountancy, those basically, is everybody aware, or is everybody using a scan to populate tool? Is anybody not?
So I'm not, and I would love to know if people use Lacerte, what they would recommend to look at of that list. Because I don't, from what I hear, doesn't have to look great with Lacerte.
Yeah, I mean, I've used Lacerte at one firm, and they used Lacerte's in embedded. But it's like 70 to 80% accuracy. And
well, and actually our self-employed clients actually like who we really need it for, they hated it, so we stopped doing it.
One of the reasons I ended up using, we've moved to CCH Access Tax, which is the most expensive, most robust, very unnecessary, but for the growth of our firm and the fact that it's cloud-based, that's what we required. So we started with that and said, which one of these two tools, so Gruntworks and SurePrep are the two leaders in this space. And so I had to see, I use Gruntworks and I've used SurePrep, and they both have pros and cons. The pro of Gruntworks is it's pretty stinking easy and cheap. TaxCaddy is more dynamic and more expensive. And I'll talk a little bit more about those. Obviously, we've got a bunch of different tax preparation softwares. So I think a lot of folks I've been hearing at the conference here, Drake, Lacerte, I've used UltraTax, ProSystems, CCH Access. I've always wanted, again, best in class. So not to say that Drake can't do what I needed to do, but I think I've always used a more robust version. So I didn't know if it might feel like going a step backwards in that direction. But I know that there are a ton of people. Drake bought Gruntworks. So they have a pretty strong integration there when it comes to the scan to populate directly into Drake. And then yesterday somebody was saying if you love Macs and Apples, you can use the Drake hosted and it operates on your Mac. So you don't have to. When I first started my practice, I had an Apple computer, and then during tax season I had to run a separate operating system on my Mac just to do tax season. It was the most frustrating thing ever. I finally just went back to PCs. Client e-signatures and return delivery, so a lot of them are embedded in those tax returns. We'll talk a little bit about SafeSend returns, which is something new we're gonna use this year. I think is gonna be a leader and a pioneer in just purely getting your clients their tax returns, getting them e-signed and back to you in an organized fashion, telling them what to pay, how to pay it. Estimated payment reminders are emailed to them automatically throughout the year, so there's some really neat benefits there. They still have, all of these tools have their quirks, and of course we find them right away. If you change estimated payments during the year, then you have to turn off the reminders because they're working on it. And then e-filing, and basically everybody can e-file from within their software, and then the archiving, everybody probably, we were looking at cloud-based. That's the most important. I don't want to have a server. I prefer not even to have a server off-site if I don't have to. And so right now we're just cloud-based with no server at all. We're just relying on the data repositories at Google Drive, and then each of the different softwares we use are all web-based. So just real quickly on the tax planning, I think we all probably use the Wage Projection ACP Toolkit. Being an income tax planner, I say if I'm only allowed to use one technology, I would never give up being an income tax planner. That is how my practice makes money. I love it. There's a lot of the tax prep softwares have a bridge. You just have to ask. UltraTax had a bridge, CCH Access has a bridge. I'm not sure about Lacerte, but you pay, sometimes it's delayed and when it comes out, sometimes it's ready right away, sometimes it's not until March. But you can essentially just then pop out your 2017 finished return into BNA with the bridge and hit the ground running on tax planning. And again, SafeSend returns. So, again, we built out what I would call probably the Cadillac. It's a little bit expensive. If I remember correctly, on 80 returns, it was somewhere between $10,000 and $13,000 for all of the technologies that are here together. But again, this was to buy me time and efficiencies. And if we think about it, manual entry, there are a lot of errors that can occur when you can replace that with AI, where it's automatically scraping. Now, AI is garbage in, garbage out. So I think the biggest responsibility of all of our relationship managers and lead advisors is, do I have enough data to send this through the system? That's the first thing everybody has to ask. And we tell everybody 85%. If there's not 85%, don't start the process yet. I don't think we're ever gonna have 100%. So you gotta just pick a number and say, hey, does it feel like you got enough? And that's gonna be the relationship or lead advisor's responsibility to get the data in. A preparer is more of a first level of review. So we've got a Google Doc that's out there, that's Google Sheets, so version control issues are not an issue for tracking of the tax returns. We could get to something more robust, but right now it's pretty simple. We only have 80 returns, 90 returns, so we didn't want to use Practice CS or any of these fancy tracking technologies. We'll talk about Signature Flow, Tax Caddy, SurePrep. We use CCH Access Tax with the BNA Bridge. SafeSend returns and BNA Income Tax Planner. And those actually kind of go in the flow of the life cycle. So again, we're using a Google Sheet. It's locked, so people can't accidentally, my admin has that sticky finger, always drags folders to the wrong spot. So we've locked a lot of these things so that, I do it all the time too, but there's one column that basically can be, there's this, about 15 phases of a tax return. We'd like to try and get that down to lower than 15 phases, but that's where we go on Monday morning to see during tax season, hey, where's everybody in the process, where are all these returns at. Engagement letters, so signature flow, again, is that ability to do a mail merge and send out 80 engagement letters in a number of minutes for e-signature from all your clients. We roll over the prior year tax returns to CCH Access Tax, and then we don't send out tax organizers. I don't know if it's out of laziness. I haven't had the need to do it yet, but we just haven't done it. But you can, I think, email them directly from CCH Access. So again, we use Gusto Payroll and the Guideline 401k internally for some of our clients where we need to make sure that they do their W-2 filing because they're an S-Corp. We'll have them do Gusto, and then we'll do a couple Intuit 1099s. Real easy to e-file those and fairly inexpensive. So I think this is the biggest area of efficiencies. These are the five ways that I can think of that stuff, well, there's really two ways stuff comes to us. It's either in soft copy or hard copy. But if you think about it, they drop it off, so we're gonna have some clients that always wanna have that 15-minute meeting. I don't have any problem with that. They bring their folder, they give it to us. They drop it off, we scan it, you know, through a Fujitsu ScanSnap 500, 300 DPI is the key, so you always wanna make sure your scan settings are appropriate during tax season. So the same thing if it comes through the mail. And then the three on the left are all soft copies. So email, even though we tell our clients don't send us stuff with all of your information on it in an email, they still do. So just downloading that into a specific original client documents folder inside their tax folder on Google Drive. ShareFile, we don't use the robust nature of ShareFile, so you can have them get a login and a password and have this shared file together. We just purely use it as a tunnel. So we have a link at the bottom of our emails. Click here to share a file with me, and it just goes through a secure tunnel. There's no login user. I just don't want people to have another username and password. We already got enough of those with our firm. And then TaxCaddy is actually a new technology that works with SurePrep. It's an app on your phone. The client actually owns it. It's free for them. Of course, there's a cost when they connect it to your firm. But I literally could get, so I'll open up, I could get my W-2 in the mail and I take a photo of it with TaxCaddy and it automatically uploads into my account and the CPA also is connected to that account. So your personal property taxes in Virginia are deductible on your car. You get those in the middle of the year, so instead of throwing it into a tax folder, you just take a picture of it and be done with it. And it also organizes everything in a list so the client sees what they uploaded, what was in their return last year. And they can tell you this does not occur again. So we're thinking our 30 and 40 year old clients are gonna be engaged in this.
So does that populate into your software or just into your file structure?
So that'll automatically pull into SP Binder, which is SurePrep. So it's kinda like these four right here, we're scanning them all to a PDF and we're uploading them ourselves to SurePrep. Or if somebody uses TaxCaddy, everything goes into TaxCaddy and then it automatically uploads into SurePrep.
And SurePrep goes into your tax software?
Yep. They've won most of the awards the last 2 or 3 years in the Journal of Accountancy. Their sales guy's terrible, but he doesn't have to sell it. I mean, that's the problem. I always get in arguments with him. He fights back. He thinks they're the best. And they're pretty good. I liked GruntWorks. I wish I could have kept GruntWorks, but I think this is the right solution for growth. And it's cloud-based. GruntWorks had some issues when we were using UltraTax before. UltraTax is SaaS, software as a service, non-server-based, cloud-based version. And GruntWorks didn't play nice in the sandbox together. So we had to switch. And we've only been through one season with SurePrep and TaxCaddy, so as with any change in technologies, it was a little bit of some speed bumps here and there, but it'll get better with time.
Clients like it?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the ones that are actually engaged in TaxCaddy, that's the hard part, is we didn't do an official rollout, so if I was to do it over again, I'd probably pick my 10 most tech-savvy clients. I'd roll out and just say, these are the only 10 we're doing in season one. And then we're gonna have it as a part of our agenda in early in the year, in like May, while taxes are still fresh with all of our clients, and actually say, hey, We want to have them download the app while they're in the meeting with you so you know that it happened. Have them go into Tax Caddy. They have to sign up, and then once they sign up, then you can invite yourself to be connected, because again, they own Tax Caddy. So if they leave you, they can their Tax Caddy is them, and they can go to another CPA, and if that CPA participates in Tax Caddy, they can relink. You could send and upload the returns into the Tax Caddy so that when your clients are refinancing their mortgage, they don't have to email you to say, hey, can you send me? They're lazy, right? They always just say, oh, PJ's going to send me my tax returns when I do a cash out refinance because he told me to do it. I'd be like, it's in your Tax Caddy. Boom. So estimated payments can live in there too. So doc, the, a lot less email back and forth. So what SurePrep does, so you scan all those documents, you feed it in, and this would be the same thing with GruntWorks. So it scans them all and it organizes them all. So the first level with all these softwares is just purely paying for organization. I would never do that. I think you can do that by hand just the same as the $5 it costs to do it at GruntWorks and or SurePrep. The real value is then it scrapes every recognizable tax form, pulls that data in, and automatically populates that into your tax prep software. So your preparers are actually doing a first level of review versus manually inputting any data. Now they are obviously, if it's not a recognized tax form like a personal property tax, real estate tax bill, charitable gift letter, or charitable deduction letter, or handwritten notes, it classifies it in a section. It's smart enough to know where it is to say, hey, this is client notes because it's handwritten, but it's not going to pull anything in. It just organizes it in a nice fashion for you. Everything's in the order of the 1040, so when it comes to review, you're looking at wages, wages, interest income, and it goes just, it makes life very easy. The reason, one of the things I like about SP Binder then, which is part of SurePrep, is it's dynamic. So it actually, it's cloud-based, you download this temporary file to your computer and it opens up into this dynamic work paper binder. And so you're literally moving pages around really easily because Adobe PDF is just not that easy to use. And you can create layers, preparer, reviewer, layers of notes on top of it. You can have all your review comments as this, as the reviewer to the preparer, and they can clear them in there. So it's really truly built to remove paper and add an extra screen to everybody's desk, right? You got two screens, maybe three. And then at the end of tax season, you can archive it, and it archives it to a nice PDF at that time. And you can take off the layers of all your work paper notes, and you can send that to your client and say, hey, do you want me to just shred all the documents you left at my office? Because here's your here are your documents. And by the way, we're going to keep it on file for 7 years too, so do you want your paperwork back? Does my admin have to mail this package back to you? Do you trust the U.S. Postal Service, or can we just shred it, right? We're already pretty paperless, and we don't use the mail a whole lot, so that's not a huge value add to us. But if you think of a lot of tax firms that are very, very paper-based, that's where that comes in handy. SurePrep also has a couple of options. They have a verification where they actually have somebody in-house who will verify that the numbers that got scraped from all the documents actually exported to the forms that are going to flow into the tax return. I don't know if the value proposition there, it's a little bit expensive, and our preparers are really verifying anyways. So, but if I was a solo practitioner, that's a great tool to get two levels of review. So you've got somebody else doing it. They also have, they have overseas and onshore outsourcing of the actual preparation of the entire return. Now you'd have to have 100% of the data to trust that. But again, if you don't want to be the preparer and you're just a high-level reviewer, it's about $110, $150 per return to do that feature. But if you do overseas, I think you have to announce it in your engagement letter so that they know that their information is going offshore. So again, SurePrep's SP Binder creates an organized set of work papers in the order of the return. There are different layers, as I mentioned, for the reviewer and preparer. It's also a little nice click button that says, I've already looked at this page. And then when I go back in for my second review, I can see if any new work papers were created. So I go in, I've got 100 work papers in original forms to review. I I realize that we've got 85% of the documents and there's 15%, and I give the review comment back to the preparer. They upload some new work papers, et cetera. I go back in there, it shows, oh, you've only not reviewed these 10 work papers or forms. And then I click them as I go through them, and I know that it's not hard to, where you left off was always a hard thing for me, but SurePrep has helped in that. And again, we archive it into a nice PDF bookmark at the end of tax season, so when we're doing tax planning and we need to review, hey, what was the W-2 last year? Let's go jump into the SP binder PDF. So then on the client delivery and e-sign, so I've gone through my preparation, we've reviewed it. What most tax softwares have an e-sign built in, CCH Access Taxes is terrible. So we actually are going to use SafeSend Returns this year, where you basically just print your PDFs to the client version of the tax return to PDF. It's going to be on Google Drive. That's what we do anyways to archive the preparer version, the client version, the government version. And then we pull in the client version PDF into this SafeSend Returns, and it automatically knows where the e-signatures need to go. There's no login. It sends an email to the client. The client does two-factor authentication to their phone to do the KBA knowledge-based authentication that's required. And estimated payments are in there. It'll actually have a button you can click. Say, I want to pay California right now. It'll take you to the California website to pay it. It'll tell you in green if you're getting a refund, red if if you owe. And then it'll also, that portal will also then send the estimated payment reminder emails. So you get the alert that your e-signature has been received. You e-file the return, archive the SP binder. We mark it return as completed in Google Sheets. And then I always lock the returns in our tax software so that nobody can accidentally make a change. And since I'm the one locking it, nobody else can unlock it without me. And then I export it to Income Tax Planner. We actually had an intern just go wholesale export every single one of her returns her first week in May, late May, and she basically exported every single one of them. The bridge isn't perfect, it's about 99%, so every once in a while, it was a good exercise for her to learn. She just went to the 2017 PDF, looked at BNA Income Tax Planner, and then everybody's hitting the ground running on tax planning because you have your 2017 base case in the tax planner, and you can start thinking about 2018. So, any questions?
Thank you. I have to give a shout out to Ann Robinson because I use the ACP tax organizer that with the open top folders so people can collect their documents. And even my non-tax standing clients for charitable letters, they love that stupid darn thing. because it's just a way I give it back every year and they drop their stuff in.
Yeah, no, and it looks like a lot of products, but it's all internal. It doesn't feel like a lot of products to the client. So I think I'm supposed to, since we're recording.
So credit where credit's due, that OpenTop tax organizer with the sheet protectors that we use like pockets came to me by way of Rob Reed, that came to him by way of John Shearer, and that may have come to him from somebody else. So that's, you know, many, many hands have gone into that. We're finding that even the clients who love that, fewer and fewer of them want to do that in hard copy, and instead they want to upload things to our box.com portals. Not surprisingly, it's the older clients who have been in hard copy their whole lives who still want to use a hard copy organizer, but they never want to fill in, they never want to check off yes or no boxes or fill in numbers. They just want to have some way to stuff their information returns and data in. Like Lois, we've also found some challenges in using CRM to track things. It's better than what we were doing before, and I think we can do better than that. My biggest issue has been getting clients to read the tax season letter. You know, we try to keep it one page, and our plan this year is a hard copy tax season letter saying, if you want an organizer, you'll have to reach out to us, and a MailChimp email. And I think I'm going to do like a 4-minute video that I'm going to send them a link to in one of the MailChimp emails, so that, you know, we're going to tell them three times, and we'll see what kind of compliance we get this year.
Well, it's interesting that you say videos, because a lot the folks at SurePrep actually say to do a cheesy video about Tax Caddy and adoption of it, because they did a couple of them and then a high adoption rate after doing a 3 or 4 minute, like showing why it saves a ton of time and energy and confusion. Tax Caddy is really powerful. I just glossed over it today. I think it's the future of what we're going to be using. I think it's got a lot that still needs to happen inside of it, but we're giving it a try, and slowly I think the adoption rate will be there. Interestingly, in Tax Caddy you can also link. So if you think about it, username and password, TD Ameritrade. It actually has the capability to pull the 1099 when it's available. So if you went in there with your clients into Tax Caddy, went to ADP.com where they have their, you know, inside Tax Caddy and link their W-2s, their 1099s at their banks, all these things. It's not a perfect system, as we have account aggregation tools like Blueleaf and Wealth Access. You know, the accounts break, the connections break. So it's the same thing inside of this tool, but pretty soon you're not even going to receive, like our clients, it's just going to be connected, right? Their W-2 is just going to flow right into the tax software as long as they connected at one point through one of these tools. And you'll see a list in Tax Caddy that just says 85% of the documents have been received by these direct links. So I think that's where we'll be in 5 years. I think it's really on the front edge of that.
My question is about not sending an organizer. So you don't send an organizer at all? Or so then my second question is, how do you get information for Schedule C or Schedule E data, or even Schedule A? How do you get that if you, like, my clients use those parts of the organizer to make notes, and then I just pull it off the paper. It's great.
Yeah. No, I think it's more out of just, we've had a lot of growth in the last 4.5 years, so probably more out of laziness than actual, but we know our clients pretty well, and a lot of them are just, they know, take the personal property, they know what's going to be on there. They don't need a reminder. But we'll probably enhance that now that it's, you know, I'm the visionary, not the implementer. So a lot of these things I want to do, but I don't get them done. But that's why I have a fractional COO to get this stuff done now. So, but I mean, I think organizers, again, I've never really seen a lot of people fill them out, except for maybe those few pages. And then most of our clients have Schedule Cs. We're using QuickBooks Online Accountant, so we actually just pop into their QuickBooks and, you know, and we have their, we have access to their data all year long, so that we can, for a planning meeting, we can pop in there and see, and then pop the P&L out, and that one I do hand code in. I'm sure there's an integration. I haven't done it yet, because we don't have a ton of those. But
what do you do for, we've got a handful of clients that just drive us nuts during tax season, send us 50 emails with one, you know, chirp.
Yeah, it's called our termination process. So I don't know if that mic is working 100%. So.
You know, we've done, we actually, in our tax letter, we say, we need your documents by March 14th if that we're sending. And so it's setting that client expectation. And really, our clients, they follow it, and we eliminated, we don't do tax meetings anymore. I don't know, most of you probably don't either. But we eliminated the tax meeting.
Yeah, I mean, we send out 2 emails, so we'll send one. We don't want all the information right away, because then I think there's a lot of expectation that we're going to get our act together and get it all done. So we do it in a measured approach where we're actually just reaching out to a few people and saying, we know you have your stuff, you're usually an early person, et cetera. And then we send the targeted emails to, you know, we'll do it in mass, we'll do a mail merge, but to kind of your, I always tell people, like, you don't want me doing your tax return between April 1st and April 15th, because I'm not at my best. And when you tell people that, they usually, you know, I'm being honest, you know. And I bet we would get to a point, we haven't done it yet, where I might just say, you know what, we're just extending it, you know. I don't like extensions either, but. Yeah, yeah. The nice thing, though, with SurePrep, though, is really easy to come back to something and see where you left off, because a majority of the work papers should be hidden from view once you've seen them, so. Turn the, yeah, see if
it. I didn't turn it on. So we're going to just switch it on and off to the feedback.
When did you take your tax season vacation?
When? The first week of April. I went to Florida for a week with my family the first week of April. And we didn't fall behind. And, you know, I would say I had a very weak preparer too. And that's why this system, it was his first year. And, you know, he more or less, it's going to be interesting, because what the problem that's going to occur here with AI is we're replacing the entry person, right? But that entry person was me at some point, and I had to learn, and then now I'm the reviewer. So it's going to be very fascinating to see how our first level folks are going to be masters of technology integrations and consolidations. But then are they going to be knowledgeable enough to actually review the return when I need them to review it? But what's neat about this is they're already kind of starting to learn what review is. So I've still been tempted to have everybody do their first tax return like by hand, just so they know like how everything flows. Because pretty soon you're like, I don't know, it just showed up there because SurePrep put it there. And be like, well, it doesn't go there. There are mistakes made by SurePrep. You just got to figure them out, and you know, so. That it? But again, I'd say the Honda Accord would be Gruntworks integrated with any of its partners. It just spits out the PDF right away. You can get TickTie and Tabulate. It's like $500-$600 plug-in on top of Adobe. You can get a red check for your first level reviewer, a green check for your, you know, tick mark for your second level review. And I loved Gruntworks. It's cheap. I don't know why anybody wouldn't use Gruntworks. If it integrated with your software. And then this is more, again, for, we wanted cloud-based, no server, and we wanted to be able to leverage growth. So, yeah?
I do recommend Tax Tools, CFS. Really inexpensive, but they have a whole suite of calculators. And if you want a calculator, suggest it to them. They'll put it in there for you. So they've got worksheets and, you know, I would add that to your suite. It's not cloud-based, but.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the nail in the coffin for me is when it's not cloud-based.
Well, you download the software on your computer. You can run it on any Windows computer. But I've been a customer for years. I hope they never sell to someone else.
That did bring up a good point, though. In the SP binder, they have, so the reviewer doesn't have to do any math. They literally, you know, it's live Excel, so you can embed a live Excel into SP Binder. It automatically doesn't, I mean, when you archive it to the end result, it then just takes whatever the live Excel, but you can do Excel in there. There's an actual annotation and or you can basically either, let's say you've got four real estate property, all your charitable letters, there's 10 of them in a row. Well, the preparer just tick marks and says A1, A2, A3, A4, there's a little calculator on the side, I just click on one of those and I can see every single one of them. And so it takes me 2 seconds to review. I'm not doing any math. I'm checking the number at the bottom and seeing that it's in the return. So that's why it's more dynamic than Gruntworks. Gruntworks with the TickTie and Tabulate on top of it makes it a little bit dynamic, but not as much as, it's literally like, you know, digital work papers, so. All right.